In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm here with John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much on this Martin Luther King Monday. So happy Martin Luther King Day. Some of you may have the day off. Some of you are working. Whatever the case, thanks for listening. The impossible question of the day. You can answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 14% of people who work from home have their computer workstation set up here. Where is here? So 14% of people who work from home have their workstation set up here. Where is here? Charlie, thoughts? I'm going to say some outlandish place. Charlie says bedroom. I could say bedroom, or I was going to say kitchen would be another spot some folks may have to work from because they just don't have a, you know, actual dedicated home office. But this is a low number, 14%. I'm guessing that the bedroom and the kitchen, Charlie and I's guesses, are probably much higher than the 14%. So I don't know, Charlie. You almost have to go down to like a laundry room or the garage or, you know, I don't even think basement. I think a lot more people probably are even in their own basements. So you got to think outside the box on this one, folks. 14% have their work from home people have their workstation here. Yeah, I'd hope so too. Charlie says, I hope it's not the bathroom, and I hope you're correct. I don't want to say bathroom just because that's liable to be it, and that's just kind of weird and sick and twisted. And maybe it's the attic is hot in the summer, cold in the winter. A closet? I'm going to throw a closet, you know, master bedroom closet or, some closet in your house that's got a little more room in it. I honestly have no idea. 14% of people who work from home have their workstation there. Keep in mind, there's a lot of folks that are working from home that probably never planned on being home where, you know, a lot of folks like, you know, I'll throw myself into the mix where I've worked at home now for, gosh, almost 10 years. Well, off and on, even longer than that, but dedicated for literally the past 10 years. You know, when you're like me, you dedicate a place in the house where you go and work and get your stuff done. And it's typically a quiet place, a place away from everyone else. And I'm unique, though, because not everybody does that. I mean, now I'm kind of common, I guess, Charlie, where a lot of people are doing that. It's getting fairly normal. So anyways, happy Martin Luther King Day. And I'm not going to play all the different quotes from Martin Luther King. You guys have heard those a gazillion times. They're all over the internet, and they're probably all over the airwaves today. I'm not going to waste time doing that. I will go out on a limb and say this, though. I don't think it's much of a limb. I doubt very seriously if the world we live in today is what Martin Luther King envisioned. I think I'm safe to say that. I really don't think this is what he envisioned. You know, giving money to folks just because it's a particular color of skin. You're going to have a president now who may very likely have us pay reparations, you know, things along those lines. I don't think that was ever Martin Luther King's vision to have us do that as a country. He wanted men to be based upon their capacities, you know, their moral beliefs, who they were as men and women. He wanted, you know, each individual to be honored for that, not because of the color of their skin. And I don't think he would be a fan of reparations either, and or giving somebody, you know, job placement ahead of somebody else just because of the color of their skin. Basically, that's reverse discrimination, as far as I'm concerned. Reverse racism, if you want to get down to it. Anyways, it's a different world than what I think Martin Luther King would have envisioned. The left will tell you it's exactly what he envisioned, but no, I would beg the differ, and it's a far cry from what he envisioned. Something in the news today that caught my eye, as we start the day. And I don't know if most of you heard this or not. Charlie, you may or may not have. Ice cream from China contaminated with coronavirus, a report is out now. The officials believe the coronavirus is able to survive the ice cream due to the extreme cold temperatures. The samples of ice cream from a Chinese company tested positive for COVID-19, and thousands of boxes of the dessert have been confiscated as a result. The ice cream called TINJINDAQIAODAO. Don't ask me how to pronounce either one of those. That's the food company. They're to dump 2,089 boxes of the product, although officials believe that more than double that amount have been contaminated. So here's a question. Have some of the cases, Charlie, of coronavirus actually come from somebody eating food? Because nobody's really ever talked about this. I mean, we have folks that we know have gotten coronavirus that you look at them and think, holy cow, they have done every single thing possible to avoid it, even in regards to how they've, you know, distanced themselves, you know, in and out of the workplace and so on, and yet still end up with it. You almost have to wonder if there isn't something to this, and that isn't how some folks are ending up with the virus. I don't know. I'm not an expert. I have no idea. You guys have heard me say before that I am one that feels this virus is such that, you know, some people are just more apt and prone to get it than others. And I'm not an epidemiologist. I cannot speak, you know, I can speak intelligently to it, you know, just based upon some of the data that I've read, but I cannot speak to it in a professional manner because it's not my field of expertise. Makes you wonder. National Guard, by the way, in D.C., the folks that are there, the men and women that are there from the National Guard, now doing background checks to make sure there's no internal threat to the president, the new president, Biden. I thought, Charlie, that everybody that entered into the Guard or Army or Marines or Air Force or the service in general already went through a background check, so I'm confused as to why we need to do another one. Oh, Charlie says you got to see who they voted for. Charlie may be onto something there. One other story I want to share with you before we head into our first break. CSU, just college up north. They have the goofy mascot, the ram, by the way. The goat, the sheep, whatever it is. Cam the ram, I think they call it. I almost was going to leave this. There's two things I'm going to talk about this morning that I almost left for Thursday's Darwin Award, but I thought, well, it'll be old news by then, so I got to get both of these out. One I'll talk about when we come back. This one I'm going to do now. But CSU begins weekly COVID-19 testing requirements for on-campus students and staff. The university began offering free testing for students and staff on Monday as a part of a new requirement for weekly COVID testing for most students and staff. So, well, Charlie said, who pays for that? I'm guessing us as taxpayers, since that's a publicly funded school. CSU now requires all students living in university housing, all students living in a fraternity or a sorority, as well as all freshmen and sophomores in one or more face-to-face or lab courses to test weekly. Do these people not realize that that age group has such a small, minute, nano chance of being negatively affected from COVID, that this is just a waste of money? I still cannot believe a year later, almost a year later, 11 months later, we're talking about COVID in this manner, in this way. It makes you wonder if it's ever going to go away. Are there certain individuals and certain people, certain companies and so on that are just going to keep this going as long as they possibly can? It's just mind-boggling. So we'll take our first break. We'll come back. I've got another Darwin Award winner for you as well. Golden Eagle Financial is up next. Al Smith. And sincerely, folks, as we head into this new year, not knowing what the future holds, make sure that you financially are set now and where you need to be in the future, and Al Smith can help you with that. Find him at klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need. but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Barber's Foods. We're going to have Greg Bloom join us, not this Wednesday, but next. Greg had some stuff going on that he couldn't join us this week, but I'll have him back next Wednesday. In the meantime, anything you need from Greg at Barber's Foods. And if you don't see it when you go to the website, but you want to know if they have something, yes is the answer. If it, they just put really all the popular items on the website, but if there's a cut of meat that you want on any type of an animal, from a chicken to a pig to a cow to a buffalo to a Wagyu cow, you name it, they can handle that. And even though it's not listed, again, they can get it. For example, I asked Greg a while back. I love smoking turkey legs, especially in the summer. You see those at the fair and all of that, and I love smoking the big turkey legs. And you have to typically put an order in for those and request those because they're just not on typically anybody's shelves at any given time. Can Greg get those things at Barber's Foods? Absolutely. So whatever it happens to be, you name it, they can get it. And if it's not on the menu, if it's not in their listing on the website, just call and ask or send an email in, and they'll handle that for you as well. It's Barbers with an S, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from, and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
Owning a relatively high-value home does not make you immune to cash flow problems. It's more expensive to maintain and insure. Property taxes seem to go up every year. And of course, you may have a sizable mortgage payment to make every month. You don't want to sell, but you wish you had a little more margin in your budget. As long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, a reverse mortgage with KLZ's Bruce Simmons could give you the financial cushion you need. Thanks to recent changes by the Federal Housing Administration, you may be able to eliminate your monthly mortgage payment, setting you up comfortably for as long as you live in the home. Starting in January of 2021, homeowners 62 years and older with higher value homes may tap into a larger portion of their equity, giving them a better chance of qualifying for the loan. Get in touch with Colorado's first certified reverse mortgage specialist now at klzradio.com/reverse.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
They are revealing who they are, where they really do want speech they don't like silenced. Never let a crisis go to waste. That's their mantra. So take the riots and turn it into an opportunity we can shut these guys up once and for all.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, Jared Stettman will not be able to join us today. Got word early this morning from Jared. He had some things that came up family-wise that did not enable him to be here today, but we'll get a recap next Monday on the inauguration and things like that with Jared at that time. In the meantime, anything you want to find of Jared's, he's gracious enough to join us most every week. You can find him at Daily Signal. But next story. This, again, was one of my Darwin Award winners of the week. I was going to do this Thursday, but it's old news by then. Newly sworn-in GOP lawmaker says he may have ended his career by voting to impeach Trump. Yeah, you think? First-term Republican Representative Matt Meijer. I think that's how you say it. Am I saying this right, Charlie? M-E-I-J-E-R. Is it Meijer? Of Michigan said on Sunday that he may have ended his political career when he joined nine GOP colleagues in the House in voting to impeach Donald Trump. On ABC's The Week, host George Stephanopoulos asked Meijer if he was concerned that he had ended his career by voting to impeach Trump. Quote, I may very well have, but I think it's also important that we've elected leaders who are not thinking solely about what's in their individual self-interest, not what is going to be politically expedient, but what we actually need for the country. Well, you're still a moron. And another reason why you win the Darwin Award. Because impeaching a president ever, unless it's over some great, you know, some grievous, you know, outlandish thing that we really, you know, the guy's a known criminal or something along those lines. Okay, yeah, I get it. We should probably impeach and move on. In this case, where it's not even decided. In fact, I think it has been decided. Donald Trump did nothing to incite the people entering the Capitol on that particular Wednesday. Period. Well known now. It's a well-known fact. He did not. In fact, there's people that you know out there that will talk about how Antifa and BLM really incited a lot of the individuals to even break in and go inside the Capitol on that day. Did Donald Trump tell them to peacefully move over to the Capitol and voice their opinions? By the way, nothing wrong with that. It's our American right to do so. If you disagree with that, you're a moron. Plain and simple. I don't care what side of the fence you're on, politically speaking. If you don't think it's okay to go to any place in this great nation that is federally owned, especially federally owned or state-owned property, and voice your opinion as to what's being done governmentally speaking, we have drastic problems in this country if you feel that way. It means you are not caught up on what actually our Constitution means and what you have the ability or what we have the ability as citizens to do. So if there's anybody out there saying, well, that shouldn't have happened, well, you're an idiot. Now, I have said all along, the majority of us here, I believe all of us on Crawford Broadcasting, even my fellow host here on KLZ, have said we do not condone, nor will we ever condone what happened that day, the breaking and entering, and the things that happened inside the Capitol. We would never condone that. Some have asked me, well, you know, John, at what point does it get to where you enter and do those things? I don't know, but we're not there yet. That's my answer. I don't have an exact answer for you that asked that, but I know that that day, that time was not it. Marching on the Capitol grounds, great, go for it. And by the way, I don't fault Donald Trump, even if he didn't say that, by the way, to break in. He never said that. And if, in fact, he said, as you march over there, do it peacefully. Specifically in transcripts, you can read that and see that. And by the way, I support that. There's nothing wrong with assembling in that manner. None. So this particular gentleman talking about how we actually need this for the country, I think if this guy really truly believes that's what we needed, he should not have even ran on the Conservative Party in the first place. Shows you how out of touch some representatives are that get voted in. Also shows you, and I'll be careful how I say this, but it also shows you how knuckleheaded and how really not bright some representatives and even senators are on the state and federal level. They know how to win an election. They got elected. Maybe they got lucky. But frankly, they're no smarter than you or I as the voter. They just happen to be our elected representative. I think in this country, we get this misconception that people that are in office that somehow make it to Congress or the Senate on all levels, by the way, state and federal, that somehow these are really, really intelligent people. in a lot of cases, they are not. And to prove that point, I haven't played this one in quite some time, but to prove that point, and this particular gentleman, I believe, is still serving. We talk about him on an infrequent basis. So let me get through this ad here, Charlie. I'll mute my sound here real quick. I'll play this here as we can get to it here. Let's see. I think this is Bill Mayer actually is doing the interview here. So let me turn this up and just show you what I mean.
That at its widest level is, 12 miles from shore to shore? And at its smallest level,
he's talking about Guam here.
Location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island.
So far, he hasn't got his figures right, by the way, folks.
I don't know how
it's many. It's 12, 24, 7, 12, he doesn't know.
Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Okay, so this is the island of Guam, and this particular representative, Hank Johnson, is worried that if we put too many Marines at that time on the island of Guam on one end or the other, somehow the island would tip over. So I proved my point earlier when I said that a lot of these elected officials, in fact, most cases, folks, the majority of them, the majority, by and large, aren't as sharp as you and I. And I mean that in all sincerity. Craig in Wheat Ridge, you're next.
Hi, John. Just a few observations. Did you notice Liz Cheney was one of the Republicans
to
vote for the impeachment?
From Wyoming, yes.
I just happened to there's a station that broadcasts out of Cheyenne that's pretty strong talk format, and most of the people in Wyoming want her head. I think she'll find herself voted out of office real soon.
She's going to be in the same position this other person is, yes, I agree.
And also how the Democratic mayors and governors that have been entirely against opening things up are now starting to talk about they need to get things opened up. Mayor of Chicago, Governor Cuomo of New York are crying, we can't keep going on like this.
Funny how that is, isn't it? The minute their guy gets elected and we no longer have to worry about the economic devastation of the virus, we can start opening things back up. Although there's still knuckleheads like CSU that feel like we need to test kids daily or weekly, I should say, up there. This whole thing is just, Craig, there's such unintelligent people running it, it's ridiculous.
And then lastly, watched a little bit of the Cleveland Browns Kansas City Chiefs game. I know your son will probably come on later, maybe talk about this. Baker Mayfield, the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, was on the sideline, and he had his mask on as per NFL protocol. But he felt the need to spit, so he pulled down his mask and just hocked up a big spit wad and then put his mask back up.
Hmm. And I assume the camera caught all that, most likely.
Yeah, it was. I don't think he knew he was on camera at the time. But again, the protocol for having these players, and then the big fines that were assessed against some of the coaches for pulling down their masks so they could bark out instructions or communicate something with a referee or a player, and then there were big fines assessed. It's insanity.
It really is. I mean, and I don't blame some of those guys. I mean, if you've Craig, ever been anywhere, even at, you know, wherever, you know, you're trying to, even at a restaurant as you're entering, you're trying to talk to somebody before you even go and sit down, and or the waiter or waitress comes in. And by the way, this is not being, you know, derogatory in any way, shape, or form, but Craig, certain people have certain voices. Some have more booming voices than others. But some of these waiters and waitresses that really have the kind of voice that through a mask, there have been numerous times where I'm like, can you repeat that? Can you say that again? I mean, there are some people, Craig, that when they're talking, you can't understand the thing. They sound like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Well, when you get audio of some politicians and making a statement, whether it was in, you know, in the House or to the press or whatever, and you can tell what they're saying is muffled. They're hard to understand. And like having a reporter out in the middle of nowhere and they've got a mask on and there's nobody around them within 50 feet, but they're wearing the mask as they report.
Proving a point. That's all they're doing. That's a stage props, all that is.
Yeah. So it's
stage props that some people look at and think is great. I look at it and say, you're a moron. Literally.
Oh, and the other thing is when you see some on some of the NFL, you know, pregame shows, mm-hmm. they've got, you know, the different hosts separated, you know, by at least 20, 30 feet.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. Isn't that the dumbest thing ever? I mean, these guys, you know darn good and well, have all been tested. They know darn good and well they don't have COVID. And yet, they you know, just because of the looks side of things, they've got these guys that are, you know, they're not even 6 foot apart, Craig. They're like 15 feet apart, it seems. They might as well put them in different rooms, Craig. They're that far apart. I think we lost Craig. There we go. Craig, if you're listening and you want to call back afterwards and follow up, feel free to do so. I do have something along the mask line I want to talk about as soon as we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. American National Insurance is up next. And my agent, Paul Leuenberger, would love to help you with any of your insurance needs. Paul's a great guy and just wants to make sure that you're properly insured. Not overpaying, not underinsured. At the same time, you don't need to buy more than you need, but you need to make sure you have enough in all areas, by the way. So, American National Insurance, Paul Leuenberger, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
All right, Novus Auto Glass, and see clearly, folks. And if you're looking through a windshield that's either all pitted up or you've got some dings in it that need to be fixed, cracks and so on, they can fix a crack up to a foot long as you get it done early. And they work with all insurance companies, so that's the other thing that they do. So even on the cracks and chips and or replacements and calibrations as well. Find them at rushtoreason.com/Novus. That's N-O-V-U-S, rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Take control of the process with Novus Autoglass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops, so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Autoglass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Autoglass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Autoglass now at rushtoreason.com.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, and as we head into 2021, don't let another year go past where you're not getting this particular item handled. None of you know exactly what tomorrow holds. Make sure that your will and estate is in order. Contact Michael today. Find him at klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Before the COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption, everyday hardworking people were seeing more money in their pockets because of a booming economy, lower taxes, and reduced regulations. Under a Biden-Harris administration, what can we expect? In Munson here, Tuesday, Jade Davidson, founder and chairman of First American State Bank, shares his thoughts about our path forward. Jen Hewlin, owner of Water's Edge Winery, highlights what's going on at the winery. That's Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Welcome back. Craig is back with us again. Craig, did you make it through whatever cell portion of cell hell you were in there, I should say?
Yeah, that's that construction zone in 70. I think some of the cell towers got taken down.
I think there's just lots and lots of interference there as well.
But just to finish my thought, the only thing that tops off the distance and separation between the hosts is, for example, on the NBA on TNT, that was Shaq and Charles and Kenny.
Right.
They have them sat across a table that they're probably sitting at least 10 feet apart. And you can notice that there's a thin sheet of plexiglass.
Oh, my word.
Equally spaced between each one of them. And then to get them all in the same camera shot, the camera is about 100 feet back. So it looks like you're looking from clear across the entire studio.
Like I said, there's technology today. They'd be better off putting them all in their own rooms, Craig, versus doing some of the nonsense they're doing right now. I cannot believe, and partly why I won't watch some of that stuff while they're going through all of this nonsense. I won't watch it. I can't bear to see it. It's just we've entered into a new age of stupidity in this country, in this world.
And I think in some of the broadcasts, to make sure the two announcers of a football game, they have them sitting next to each other in what we would call pre-COVID days, when they could sit next to each other and talk to each other. But there's a piece of plexiglass between them.
Right.
And they try to make it real thin so you can't see it, but at times it gets to vibrating and moving back and forth. So these guys are communicating to each other through a piece of plexiglass, and I don't know. I find it somewhat amusing but annoying at the same time.
I find it extremely annoying to the point where, like I said, I don't think I watched more than a play or two of football the entire weekend, and that's not normal for me. But till this craziness is done, I'm not watching it. I'm sorry. I don't care. I don't care that much about it to watch it.
Right.
Not a big deal to me.
Like you said earlier, how long is this going to continue? Like you said, this was 11 months ago that this stuff pretty much all started. And you were hearing the story, like you told about CSU, you were hearing about that kind of stuff up at Boulder, where they were cracking down on parties and,
right,
and you know, shutting the entire university down. And yet, you know, these are people, like you say, their survivability rate is 99.99%, roughly.
At that age, it is so high that it's almost a crime what we're doing to individuals and individual liberties. I had a texter and I going back and forth last week about individual liberty. And well, if you know, basically it was the, if it just saves one life, isn't it worth taking away those liberties in regards to a pandemic? Well, first of all, this is a made-up pandemic. We've lost no more people in this particular season than we have with flus or anything else in the past. Is the Wuhan virus, you know, the Chinese virus, worse on certain certain sectors of the population? Absolutely, Craig. But what I find astonishing, and I've said this before and I'll keep saying it, is, you know, in COVID, if somebody out of the blue, you know, I was reading about a college student that got COVID for the second time and then passed away. Of course, what we don't know is, did he ever get over it the first time? Did he have other problems with it that, you know, that sent him into the state that he was in where he finally, you know, his lungs collapsed and he passed away? The reality, Craig, is, you know, we don't hear about every young person that commits suicide across the country. We don't hear about every young person that dies in a DUI. We don't hear about every young person that's struck in a pedestrian accident. You know, I can go down the list. We don't hear about all those things. But if a 20-something dies of COVID, it makes national news.
Oh, sure, because then it makes it seem much more dangerous than it actually is.
Correct.
Because
we're
all told that it only, you're the most prone people to dying from it would be the elderly. So if you can come up with one example of a young person dying from it,
that's right,
then it just magnifies the the fear factor.
It fits the narrative, so then we throw that on the news. But again, as I said, all the other things that, you know, there's lots of young people. In fact, you know, one of the leading causes of death for, you know, toddlers, which most people don't think about, is they get poisoned, Craig. They eat something under, you know, they get a hold of something underneath the kitchen sink or somewhere in the house, you know, drugs or Drano or whatever it happens to be. They get into something they're not supposed to. They burn themselves. They scald themselves. They die because of poisoning. Yet, Craig, every young person that gets poisoned to death, doesn't make national news. Nobody talks about that.
No, not at all.
You know, and yet we've got a higher chance of kids in the age group we're talking about dying from the things that I've mentioned versus COVID. Yet COVID makes national news. Those other items do not. That tells you how sick and twisted our culture has become.
Well, as you drive down West Colfax heading into downtown, there are the bulletin boards, the electronic signs that are above the street. And it says, public gatherings, please call. And then there's a phone number there. So it's like, if you're planning a public gathering or a group gathering or a party or something like that, you're supposed to call some kind of a hotline to get what the regulations and rules are pertaining to that type of activity.
I would also venture to guess that's a sign saying, if you know somebody having one, make sure we know.
Oh, yeah. It's probably a...
That's the Karen billboard, I call those.
Yeah.
The other thing I'm so tired of, I'm glad you brought that up, Craig. The other thing I've really gotten tired of the past few weeks is all of these public service announcements talking about, you know, how, you know, we now have vaccines finally coming, but COVID's really bad, social distance, wear your mask, blah, 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 blah. It's like, really, folks, come on. Again, we're doing that for one particular virus, yet there's many, many others out there that will kill people, and yet that's all right now we're focused on. It is the only thing, medically speaking, we're focused on. Everything else has gone away. Everything else has been cured, Craig.
Yeah, the flus, you don't hear...
No, we magically cured the flu, diabetes, heart disease, strokes. I can go down the line. We have cured every single thing out there, Craig, but COVID.
But how many people have failed to schedule their regular health screening?
A lot. A lot.
Due to the fact that they're afraid to go into the hospitals because they're afraid they're going to get the COVID by going into the hospital.
A lot. In fact, we've had guests on talking about that, and I believe you're going to see, and I've had even some guests talking about, you know, you'll see 2021 numbers increasing in some of the areas you're mentioning because of what you just said. And we won't know that, of course, until we get to this time next year. But mark my words, you're going to see an uptick there.
Yeah.
Yep. Sad. Actually, it's sad.
It's an insane time. I hope we can get past this.
Me too. Me too, Craig. Yeah. Appreciate the phone call, as always. I really do. Thanks for calling, and I enjoy it. I've got a little longer segment this next time coming around. I got something I want to talk about, and it does involve mask wearing. And there was a particular situation with a Trader Joe manager in Oregon. And I'm going to take a little different slant than probably the folks that are in this particular video, and I think most of you will know why once I play it, but I'll come back to that in a moment. Ascentel Center is up next. Speaking of good health, folks, if you are just not feeling well, not feeling yourself, you're feeling fatigued, your body itself doesn't feel well, mentally you don't feel well, or you just want to lose weight, any of the above, Ascentel Center is there to help you. Whether you're trying to lose weight or just get feeling better across the board, they will do two things right now. There's a 30% discount on their weight loss program, or there's actually a brain tap scan they do to really check your overall health and mental health. There's a free appointment where they will do that for free, tell you exactly what they can do to help you to get back on track. And folks, please don't hesitate to call. Dr. Julie is great to work with. She would love to help you just feel better in general and lose weight if that's needed. 303-343-8800. Find her at ascenthealthcenter.com.
Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center has dedicated her life to helping you feel well because your health impacts every other area of your life. Think about what matters most to you, the goals you want to achieve tomorrow, next year, in the next 10 years. It will be harder to achieve those goals if you don't feel well. You won't be as effective at home or at work unless your body has the energy and vitality it needs. Dr. Julie of Ascent Health Center wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. And she believes that you will be more effective at the things that matter to you when you feel well. That's why it's so important to take care of your health. And that's why Dr. Julie has developed an actionable plan to help you feel well. All you need is a willingness to change. Set up a consultation. Tell Dr. Julie you're ready to make a change, and she will handle the rest. Find Ascent Health Center in Denver and Inglewood now at rushtoreason.com.
All right, a good shop is next. I think Al actually is going to call in and check in just a few minutes and get an update on what's going on with a good shop. In the meantime, if you need help with anything involved with your car in a collision, give them a call today. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales, so in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding A Good Shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at A Good Shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I just mentioned a moment ago, Al calling in from A Good Shop. Al, how are you, sir?
Good. How you doing, John?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for joining us. And I really appreciate you, appreciate your support, and really want to give people a great place to go in case they've been involved in really any kind of an accident, Al, or even just trying to get something that they've enjoyed driving for years and don't want to spend, you know, $40,000-$50,000 in a new car but still want that fresh look. You can help them in all those cases, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so talk to us about A Good Shop. How, you know, somebody out there listening, either whether they've been involved in an accident, let's start there. So they're in an accident. They've got an insurance company breathing down their necks, you know, telling them where they should go. How do they handle that?
Well, a lot of times the shops are direct repair with the insurance companies. I mean, we have some accounts that were set up like that as well. But it is Colorado state law that you can take your car anywhere you want. So, you know, the choice is there. There's many choices in the body shop industry, of course. We all know that.
Of course.
And But, you know, we focus more on taking care of the customer and making sure that the cars are right, and that's how we've grown our business.
Good for you. But, no, that's the way to do it. And by the way, doing it through certified technicians and, you know, making sure the car is actually, in a lot of cases, Al, as good or better than it was new.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's so much technology involved in cars nowadays that if you don't have the tools and the software and the access to software to actually fix a car the way it's supposed to be, and it changes all the time.
Sure.
So you have to have that real-time software to know how to work on a car.
Great point.
And that's our main focus here is, you know, the OEM certifications, for one, is, I believe, where the industry's going.
Agree.
And, you know, there's technician schooling, but the OEM certifications require certain tools and certain schooling to work on a particular brand. And if you don't know what you're doing on that, you shouldn't be working on it.
Well, and the reason they're doing that, for everybody listening, and Al, I think you can appreciate me saying this, the OEMs want that because, you know, they basically, you know, they build a car, they sell that car, and even on the used side of the fence, they rely on that brand recognition and the quality of that car, even on down the road, for people to come back and keep buying new cars. So if a car is involved in an accident and it's not fixed properly and somebody else ends up with that car and they get a bad taste in their mouth for that car, they're liable to never buy that brand ever again, when in fact it wasn't the car's fault, it was the collision repairs, you know, the collision shop's fault.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right on. Exactly. It's about customer retention with everyone nowadays.
Exactly. So I think a lot of folks don't realize that, Alan, even you that are, you know, driving a car, that you think, well, I'll drive it. You know, if I have a fender bender, I'll fix it and then just dump it and it'll, you know, go to the next person and I really don't care how it gets fixed. Well, the manufacturers do, Al, because of what we just said. They don't want a black mark on themselves when they can't control it, or in this case, when they can control it, they want to.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of the, a lot of the cars that are in collisions nowadays, you know, with all the ADOS systems in it, they require so much sublet work, we call it, by sending it to the dealer, that, you know, for like calibrations and static calibrations and blind spot monitors and all that stuff that vehicles are equipped with now, it's all a specialty service. They were working on that as well to get involved directly with that so we can expedite the repair process.
Perfect. Back to the, you know, older car, maybe somebody's driving and they're thinking, hey, rather than buying a new car, you know, spending that 40 or 50K, the car I'm driving has worked well. Maybe I just like to freshen things up. Can you help somebody out in that area also?
Oh, yeah. We don't have any year limits. We always just try and help everybody because not all of us can afford to drive brand new cars, and that's including me, but we just try and help everybody no matter what year their vehicle is. We just finished a 41 Willys that a guy
nice
retired and a nice car, but, you know.
Nice.
We just.
Very cool.
Just here to help.
Very cool. Al, how do folks get a hold of you?
You can go to our website at www.goodshop.us, or you can call the main line at 720-541-7697.
Got a little weather coming in tonight too, folks, so be watching for that. And as I say all the time, and I'll keep saying it, if you are in an accident, heaven forbid, we don't want, Al nor I want you to be, but if you are and something happens and you need a place to get that car towed, Al, we've talked about that in the past. You guys have a night drop. Tow truck drivers know how to use that, but they can have that car hauled right to you guys and have a place for it to go and not have to send it to the police impound, correct?
Correct. Yeah, just drop it on the lot.
There you go.
We'll
all right, folks, that's the way to do it. Al, as always, I appreciate your support. Thanks for joining us, and Happy New Year, by the way. I didn't say that early on. I should have.
Yeah, Happy New Year, John. Good to hear from you.
Likewise, sir. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. And again, that's Al Sturm at A Good Shop. Okay, let's do this. I do want to play this here before we close out this hour. We may come back and talk about this at the top of the hour, but I want to get it played in this hour because, again, I'm going to take a little difference in approach on this particular matter, and I think you guys will know why once I play this, but let me hit the play button here. Here we go, Charlie.
Good, how are you?
Good.
Let me set this real quick. Let me set the stage. These folks are trying to enter into a Trader Joe's in Oregon with no masks, and of course, in this case, Trader Joe's has a mask policy. Here we go.
Good.
I know why you guys are here. I know you guys.
We're here to shop.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally understand.
Peacefully shop.
Totally
just, you know,
fine.
Household groceries.
No problem if you guys want to shop. No problem if you guys just want to grab your groceries.
Okay.
We told everybody to maintain their distance, be polite and respectful, and respect other people's rights because we don't want special treatment. We just want to be honored as shoppers.
Oh, good.
No,
thank you.
Thank you. I understand all that, truly.
Thank you.
And like I was telling your friends over there, I don't want to tell you guys what to think, what to do, what to believe, anything like that.
Yeah, we honor that.
I would ask kindly that you guys understand here at TJ's and what we're doing, we're just trying to work.
Okay, I'm going to stop that for 1 second as well. And by the way, this particular gentleman, I know you can't see the video, but his body language and you know just how he's handling things, I think he's doing a very professional job. He's a store manager. He's got to, you know, keep this in mind. He's got a mandate from corporate to not let anybody in that doesn't have a mask on. He is in Oregon. Oregon is a state, just like Colorado, that has a mask mandate in place. And it sounds like this is more of a, I don't want to call it a setup, but it sounds like there's two or three different groups of people here that are trying to enter all at the same time, almost a barrage of non-mask wearers. And I'll get into this maybe in the 4 o'clock hour here, but I want to finish playing this out and I'll give you a couple of thoughts before the end of the hour here.
I get it.
The difference
absolutely.
You guys are trying to make isn't going to be made with us.
We're just shopping.
With your government.
Well, no. We're just shopping.
I'm not talking about the shopping.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about
that
what you guys.
True. You're right.
Totally understand that.
We're trying to have that.
I am not here to debate policy or I totally respect your freedom to think whatever you guys want to think.
Okay.
By all means, truly,
great.
I believe that.
We're demonstrating to that.
And you have
actually, we're not demonstrating. We're buying groceries. That's why I'm here.
All I'm saying is my responsibility as a manager of the store is to enforce a mandate, whether you guys believe in that
but
mandate or
it's
law.
Not a law.
No, I understand.
You can't enforce non-law.
Okay, where I believe they're wrong, these particular people are wrong, is it's that store's policy. Doesn't make any difference whether it's a law or not. I am one, and you guys know me by now in saying this. I am a business owner. I believe in business owner rights. I believe in a business owner being able to do whatever they want to do in their business as long as it's, you know, not harming others, i.e. they're not doing something illegal, selling illegal drugs, things along those lines. Of course, we've got to keep things lawful. But in the case of even attire, I think every business has the ability to decide what you need to be doing as a customer before they service you. If they require a mask, wear the mask. If they require you to wear a shirt, it used to be back in our days, Charlie, it was no shoes, no shirt, no service. A lot of guys would come in, you know, people would come in from, you know, beaches or, you know, in our area, tubing or just running around, whatever. In most restaurants, they used to call it a, you know, health department rule that you had to wear shoes and shirts and so on. It was all a bunch of nonsense. It's just what the restaurant required. That used to be back in the day. There's not many of these left. But, Charlie, I remember back in the day where there were certain, and there are still golf courses this way, but there were certain high-end restaurants where you had to wear a tie. You had to wear a suit jacket and a tie to go in and get served. If you didn't have one, they would loan you one. But you had to have a suit jacket and tie to actually walk in and have a meal at that particular restaurant. By the way, I believe it's the right of those businesses to do so. So we'll talk about that in a minute when we come back. I do believe it's if this is the way Trader Joe's wants to handle things, then so be it. I'll play the rest of this. I'm running out of time now. I'll play this in the rest of the, you know, when we get to the top of the 4 o'clock hour. I believe these people are wrong in what they're asking for and what they're actually quote unquote demonstrating. I don't think they're going about it the right manner. And I also think as conservatives, sometimes we want our cake and eat it too. It's okay for us to say, well, you don't have to serve somebody if you don't like their particular moral beliefs. But it's not okay for Trader Joe's to tell you you need to wear a mask. Folks, I am not that conservative, and I struggle with this in that area. Purefoy Chevrolet's up next. I was out there today, by the way. Great facility. No matter what you're looking for, new or used cars, they've got it for you. Go check them out at purefoychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Going into the showroom at Purefoy Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purifoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purifoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Loveland and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's afternoon rush, KLZ 560. By the way, Andy Pate, who's my co-host a few days a week, just said, right on, John. And he and I will talk a little bit more about this tomorrow. And folks, I do believe, and I know I might step on toes when I say this, but I believe folks like that in that video are not helping individuals like myself. They're actually making it worse for people like me and you that are listening. We'll be back at 4 o'clock in a few minutes to talk about that. If you're listening to the replay hour, thank you very much. You can listen to our second hour via podcast. Thank you for listening to our replay first hour. But we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Otherwise, hour number two is next. I'll be right back. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.